from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Christian Gonzalez, cornerback for the New England Patriots. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how we doing?
Good, how are you?
We're doing great. You ready for year two? Year one, you were hurt early on. Now you're back, you're on the field, you're ready to go for year two?
Yeah, excited. Can't wait for the start of it on Sunday, for sure.
Now, I'm sure you guys have to prepare as though Ja'Marr Chase is going to play, even though that's very much up in the air, but he's one of the best receivers in the league. What makes Ja'Marr Chase so good?
Yeah, you know, he got all the tools. He's fast, strong, physical, smart, great route runner. So he just has all the tools you look for in a receiver, and I mean, it's him and T. Higgins. They're both great receivers, and, you know, that's a you know, it's a challenge, but that's what you want in this league, so I'm excited for it.
Do you expect Ja'Marr to play week one?
I mean, I'm preparing like he is. I have no whatever is going on with that. I mean, I'm just getting ready as if he is playing.
Do you want him to play? Like, as a competitor, do you want to line up across from him? Do you want him to play this week?
Oh, yeah, of course. You always want to play against You always want to go against the best.
And that's probably the case with Joe Burrow as well, right? I mean, it's any interception is a good interception, but when you get one off of an all-pro type of player like Joe Burrow, it's even sweeter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, he's a great competitor, great quarterback. So, like I said, you want to go against the league's best, so it's exciting.
So we just asked Hunter Henry about this. He gave a diplomatic answer, wants to win week one. What does a successful year look like for the New England Patriots? There's a lot of doubters out there, power rankings, Vegas over-unders. What does a successful year look like for you and the team?
I mean, that's the whole year. We focused on this first game. And that's what he said, but that's how it is on the team. You know, we take it week by week. So just trying to get better and you know, get a win week one.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, how it's been such a long time for you since you got hurt in week four last year to recover from the injury, come back, and get ready for this season. Is it tougher mentally or physically to prepare yourself to play a full game? Like, you haven't played a full game in a long time. The preseason's nice, but, you know, you can come out of those games or not play in those games. Coming up on Sunday is something you haven't done in quite a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it, but at the end of the day, it's football. I've been playing football my whole life, so it's, you know, last year was unfortunate, but I'm not worried about last year no more. Just ready to go next year, or not next year, this week.
What's your interest level? And I don't know how much time you have downtime to watch other games around the league, but when you get a moment, what's your interest level in watching Bill Belichick kind of break stuff down? We've been seeing some of the clips that are out there, he and Matt Patricia breaking down the Jets offense, for instance. What's your interest level in Bill in the media this year?
I mean, I really haven't even seen any of those, to be honest. I mean, when I have free time and it's not on football, I'm using that time to get away from football, watch some movies, TV shows. But, you know, it's cool.
What movies and TV shows are you watching?
I mean, whatever's really popping on Netflix.
Okay. Making I like Murderer?
I do like True Crime. And True Crime and True Crime series are pretty good. I just watched this one's not True Crime, but I just watched Deion's Double Play. That was pretty cool to watch that. The little 30 for 30, that was cool.
Oh.
Last week, Jones and I were talking about Travis Hunter in Colorado and how, you know, he can play both ways. And, you know, maybe if he goes to the NFL, they'll give him a crack at it, or maybe a team will just make him pick one. And I was looking this up. You, at a high school, played both corner and wide receiver. What went into the – was that your decision to move to corner? Was that a coach's decision? Would you have liked to have played both? How did that all play out once you went to college?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I always played offense. Like, I really didn't play corner really until, like, seriously, like, my senior year. It was kind of like, okay, I could play corner at the next level. I was kind of always focused on offense, but, you know, there's a coach, my high school coach, Coach Grady, he told me, you know, there's a lot of receivers my height. You know, there's not a lot of corners my size that can move the way I can, so felt like I could make more money playing corners, so took that route.
It's a business decision. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you think a player can, like Travis Hunter, can do it at the next level? He basically played that whole game the other day. Do you think he could do that at the next level, or a player like Travis Hunter could do that?
I mean, I don't know. Every play like he plays is pretty tough. Maybe they'll have packages for him, you know, things like that. But every single play in the league would probably be, I don't know. It's a different ball game.
How's the EA Sports college football video game treating you?
It's good. It's frustrating, but it's good.
It's tough. The defense is tough.
Well, yeah, what's frustrating?
Defense is brutal.
Is it?
Yeah, it's hard to play defense.
That's what's frustrating, the defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so defense is – it's usually every time I play, it's a high-scoring game. So.
Same.
Shootout.
Listen.
Whoever gets the ball last.
I get
pretty
it.
Much.
Sounds very entertaining. I like it. Well, Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate the time. Yeah. Good luck this weekend lining up as you're hoping for right across from Ja'Marr Chase, and we'll be watching. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.